Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. With I pray for you, you pray for me, and watch God change things. We are in the last days, amen, praise God. We don't know when Christ is coming back, but one of the things I do understand that the only way to get to God is through prayer. Amen, praise God. Prayer is communication. That's the way we have conversation with God. Because we are a spirit being, amen, praise God, we have to pray. The Bible said, effectual prayer and prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that's prayer is literally a way of communicating, amen, with God. Amen. We look at the things that, amen, are affecting our lives, and we can't understand that without God, amen, without God doing anything for us, it won't, you know, it's just not going to work, amen. The world loves its own. The world is going to cater to its own. So, amen, praise God. We have to understand that God, amen, is sovereign, and he's the one that's going to take care of us. In the Bible, in the book of Psalms 143, it says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication in thy faithfulness. Answer me and in thy righteousness. Praise God. So we know, amen, that the psalmist, amen, wrote this, amen, for various reasons, but that was needed concerning his life and livelihood. So, amen. So he prayed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So I want to pray. Amen. Praise God. This, amen, midday, praise God, because David prayed three times a day. And I want to pray for us, amen, praise God, for a hedge of protection, because we need that. Amen. God is, he's all-knowing. Amen. And he's all-seeing. He can do everything but fail. So we ask God, amen, today to execute his judgment against the satanic and demonic, amen, praise God, activities, and help us to war in the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, according to 1 Kings 18, 1 through 46, 9, 10, and verse 2. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, we bind up every satanic and evil, wicked demon, lying, and demonic spirit and strong man, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, amen, and links, amen. And I ask you, amen, to literally tear down those strongholds, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bind up any addictions that we might have today in the name of Jesus. We repent for our sin of our children. Any bad languages, amen, that we might want to express to people, we need to stop, Father God, amen, in the name of Jesus. And any fears and lust and insomnia, pride and stress and willful sins, withdrawal, worries and spirits and strong men, of all mental and physical and emotional illness, sickness, disease, disorders, death, premature death, amen, infirmities, afflictions, inflammation, viruses, infections, abnormal cells, radical cells, lesions, cyst pains, shocks, trauma, spasm, cramps, amen, abominable growth, amen, radical growth, or any sickness in any parts of our body, including our eyes and ears and nose and mouth and back and bones, muscles, ligaments, tissues, blood vessels, amen, arteries, colon, intestine, stomach, amen, thyroid and prostate problems and brains and liver and heart and lungs and cardiovascular disorders and diseases, reproductive disorders and diseases, thyroid disorders and diseases, blood pressure, amen, disorders and diseases, throat disorders and diseases, breast disorders and diseases, neurological disorders and diseases, lymphatic disorders and diseases, chemical imbalance, any allergies, amen, any kind of schizophrenia, and all spirits of arthritis, crippling arthritis, acute arthritis, sinus attacks, acute sinus attacks, all of these spirits that will want to attack the body today, all forms of digestive disease and all kinds of cancer and tumors and mind disease and disorders. Amen. I bind and loose all those demonic spirits and strong men from us. And I thought that you would move by your spirit. I call those spirits out, amen, by name in prayer because, amen, that's a part of the attack that the enemy has placed upon us. Father God, I ask you to move all of those, amen, attacks that are on our body in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would get the glory out of our lives. I bind up Lucifer, amen, and his wickedness, and I ask you to build a hedge of protection around our body. Build up a hedge of protection around us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways today. Lord God, build, praise God, a protection around us, amen, even, amen, as we go through our day concerning, amen, our livelihood, our children, our husband, our families, amen, our physical body, our minds, amen, especially because the enemy fights, amen, first in the mind. He'll attack the mind, amen, before he attack anything, and once he, amen, get that planted in our minds, and then we'll begin to allow that wickedness to grow. So, Father God, I ask that you would move by your spirit and strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you glory, amen, today, amen, for what you are doing and what you're about to do. Ask you to strengthen all of us, amen, and give us favor. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, allow us to go throughout our day, Lord God, knowing that, God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Praise you, Lord God. I praise you. I worship you. Amen. I literally lift you up. I glorify your name because you're worthy. Amen. I ask you to strengthen us in this 40 days, amen, of prayer. Amen. Praise God. So that we can, amen, be able to stretch out, amen, and be able to reach the things that are needed for your people. I pray for the world and it's at large, amen. I pray for Jerusalem. I pray for the Israelites. I pray for the Jewish nation, amen, praise God. I pray for peace in the Middle East, amen, praise God, that only can be given by Jesus Christ, that inner peace. I pray that, God, that you would move by your spirit and strengthen America, the president, amen, praise God, and the vice president, amen, and Benjamin Netanyahu over in Israel, praise God, that he would make the right decisions at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for your word to be established more in the earth realm, and people might begin to understand and adhere to the things that are appointed for their lives. I pray for strength, amen. The enemy is attacking our children with drugs and sex. All over the world, there is sex trafficking of young children that are being made sex slaves. I ask that you would move by your spirit and destroy those, amen, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you would stop rape and pornography and all kind of manners of lust that people are performing that are not right, praise God. The Bible says marriage is honorable, Father God, and I ask that you would help those people in their marriages, amen, today. I ask that you would strengthen that husband or wife, that they do not go out and commit any kind of sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that, amen, the wages of sin is death. I ask that you would strengthen them. I pray for those, amen, that don't have jobs today, God, that you would strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And let them understand, although, amen, the economy might have failed, but you have not failed them. Amen. I pray that you would strengthen them in that area. I pray that you would strengthen your people. Amen. Praise God. Concerning their ministry, so many ministers have fallen amen, by the wayside because of lack of knowledge, lack of trust, lack of belief, amen. They started off strong, but they ended up with dry bones. I ask that you would, Lord God, strengthen them and give them hope and life again, amen, because, amen, it's not up to Satan, amen, it's up to you, amen, and that individual. I pray, Lord God, that you would go in on these jobs where the bosses, amen, praise God, are doing all kind of unrighteous acts and think they're getting by with it. But, Lord God, because of who you are, amen, praise God, the enemy won't be able to exact up over your people. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, amen, praise God, for women that are wanting husbands, that you would give them, amen, husbands, and for men that are wanting wives, I pray that you would give them a wife and that they be godly mates. I pray this, God, because it's needed. Amen. Praise God. Lord God, I pray that you would heal everybody that has AIDS or any kind of, amen, sugar diabetes or cancer, any kind of sickness or disease, tuberculosis, or anything that's in their body. Amen. Because our bodies are the temple of the living God. I pray, God, that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to move by your spirit, binding up accidents on the freeways. Amen. Praise God. In the air, on the land, praise God, and in the water. I pray that you would stop, amen, premature deaths, amen, that the enemy is trying to put on people, and that people will begin to understand that abortion is not the way. By God, those children, amen, were sent by you, praise God, amen, and we need to understand that, amen, those are your people. Lord God, so stop abortions, praise God. I pray that, Lord God, amen, there will be no warfare in the homes where people are not getting along because of the demons that are opposing them, that are oppressing them. Lord God, I pray for governmental, amen, powers of your kingdom to be established in the earth realm and tear down the government of Satan, Lord God, that rules, amen, and reigns over the earth, praise God, and that those demons, amen, those principalities that are headed over, those snakes that are over buildings and over, Lord God, homes and over cars and over various things that are in the world that are supposed to be utilized for our benefit, that you kill out those snakes. Amen, praise God, and begin to reveal, be an eye-opener, Lord God, strengthen those people, let those gifts come forth, and that anointing come forth so that they can see what's attacking them, because the Bible let us know that the weapons of our warfare are literally not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and, amen, every high thing that exalted itself in the knowledge, amen, against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I ask you to tear those strongholds down, amen. I ask you to tear every lying demon down and destroy his works, amen. I ask that you would move, amen, and destroy familiar spirits, family demons, all of these spirits that come in visions and dreams and cause a deception to cause that saint to be distracted. I pray that, Lord God, you would give your people, amen, praise God, the anointing that destroys every yoke, amen, and holy boldness to stand up, amen, for what is right, amen, because we are kingdom children. Father God, I pray that, Lord God, we will literally understand that we are no longer, and praise God, of the world, of the flesh, of the old Adamic nature, but we are of the spirit. We are born again. So now we have to look at things in a different perspective. We have to look at the spiritual side, amen, and not the carnal side. I pray that you would enlighten your people in that area, amen, of discernment, amen, so that they can discern the difference between what is good and evil. I pray, God, that you would establish your work more and more. For the Bible said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord God. As we go through this, amen, 40 days of prayer, amen, praise God. Come and show up, amen. Bless those that need a financial blessing. That's our greatest warfare, amen. And it stands not as much as amen, the lust and all of those other attacks, amen. But that's one of the greatest warfare that is, amen, for God's people and God's ministers. In order for them to accomplish anything, they need the finances. So I ask you to bless them in that area. I bind up Lucifer, I bind up every trick and trap, I bind up principalities and their power, spiritual wickedness in high places, and rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind up every witch and every warlock that's been on assignment, and I ask God that your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory today, all the honor and all the praise. See you tomorrow. God bless.